Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 264 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here with you this week. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jason.
Good. Now, you're not in that much of this week's show.
I'm not. I've just come to listen, I think.
There's no need to be like that. It's just one of those things and the way it works out sometimes.
I have got one. You've got blue.
Yes. We will both be having a chat with the Fizzogs a little bit later on about what they've been up to.
But that's going to be the best one, to be fair.
Is it? You think so? Okay. Who else will I be talking to?
Well, Jason, I do believe you've spoken to Kerry Davis, Wolves Membership Management.
We caught up at the end of last week. Yes, she's Membership Manager down here at Molyneux. And also, I was at the Brood Music Festival at the weekend.
I know you was.
Were is the correct English. Okay. I know what you were. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
It's not Cornish. It's proper Black Country, that is.
And here we are recording on Black Country Day, because we've taken a picture of you with the Black Country flag as well.
Please do excuse the hair.
And the fact you've got your eyes closed in that picture on my Facebook feed,
okay.
But there we are.
Never mind.
Yes, so I was, as we were saying, I was talking to Neomantics at the Brood Music Festival at the weekend, and we'll be hearing some tunes from them a little bit later on.
Good.
That's on the way. But first of all, Thursday the 17th through Sunday the 20th of July sees The Mystery of the Pyramid arrive at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. And to tell us all about it, we have Scooby-Doo and Shaggy on the line. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Scooby.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. Good to have you both here on the phone as well. And first of all, Shaggy, it must be great for you to come to Wolverhampton and work with the rest of the team in the Mystery Machine to look at a very interesting case.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been to so many places so far, but we really can't wait to come to Wolverhampton and see all you guys.
Now, the mummies themselves, are they quite scary?
Oh, yeah. I mean, being in a pyramid's scary enough, but when you're being chased around by mummies, you really gotta watch yourself, right, Scoo? Oh, yeah. Real scary.
Now, I know it's important for you both, whenever you're working, to keep the food levels up, and you know, the occasional Scooby snack may be required. What's the food like in Egypt?
Well, the food's really diverse here. To be honest, it's the reason we came out here, but wouldn't you know it, we end up in another spooky adventure.
Now, all the gang are going to be there as well. You're bringing Fred, Velma, and Daphne as well.
Go anywhere without those guys.
You wouldn't. Unfortunately, though, there's probably a good chance you'll get split up at some point.
It's almost like you know us too well.
We'll be meeting all of them, but who else will we meet when you're at the Grand in Wolverhampton?
Otto!
Yeah, we're going to meet our pal Otto out in Egypt. He's an old friend of the gang's. Well, he's the one who invited us out to Egypt. He's investigating the pyramids. He's the one who said, guys, you better come and take a look at this. Well, he said it's slightly different than that, but...
So it's going to be an interesting adventure. There is always a mystery to take place, and I'm just hoping you can solve the case. Have you high in confidence? You think you can do it?
Well, Velma likes to think she's the brains of the outfit, but Scoob and I, we know better, don't we, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
And what's it like working with them? Because I think I know from having seen some of your work in the past, it is really you two doing all the work. But is Fred going to behave himself, or will he be, you know, just that little bit headstrong?
Well, Fred's kind of our leader. We follow him into battle. I mean, what are you going to do? He's one of my best buddies. But Scoob and I, we've got this kind of rapport where no matter what happens, we're going to control what goes on, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Cool, that is good to hear. I'm sure it'll be a great adventure. And there's going to be mystery and fun. Is there any musical numbers in this one? Do we get to hear a song from any of you guys?
Well, I wouldn't say we're X Factor. But we sure enjoy doing a few songs and dance numbers. And if you're lucky, you might just get a high five from us. Everybody can join in. We don't like to entirely sing alone all the time, you know.
So, are you making some new friends along the way?
Well, absolutely. That's the best thing to do no matter where you go. We go down into the audience and we make sure we meet everybody that way. That way, everyone feels like they get to meet Scooby and me and the rest of the gang.
Something to look forward to. And Scooby, I know that you'll be doing your bit and making sure that you're helping to solve the mystery. And you haven't been put on a calorie-controlled diet. You will still be able to enjoy your Scooby snacks without worries, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm always hungry.
Cool.
Thank- yeah, he wasn't exactly a fan of the Atkins diet, were you? Frodo. Trying to get this guy to stop eating meat is like, well, not even possible, was it, buddy? You didn't even make it one day. Oh, yeah.
Well, you are both heroes of mine. I've enjoyed your work for many, many years. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get down there, but if you do want to go and see Scooby-Doo and the Mystery of the Pyramid, it takes place at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, Thursday the 17th with a 6:30 showing, and then the guys are on stage at 6:30 each evening on Friday and Saturday. There's a matinee on Saturday at 2:30 and Sunday performances at 1 o'clock and also at 4:30pm. Tickets are priced at £19.50, whichever of the performances you go to. And it sounds like that the guys in the Mystery Machine are going to be doing their bit and not only entertaining you with the occasional song and a dance, but also helping you solve a mystery along the way. Shaggy and Scooby, thank you for having a chat with us.
Well, thanks so much for having us on.
Cheers, guys.
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Neomantics have just come off stage at the Rib Music Festival, so let's remind ourselves of names. In order, please.
Andy.
Amy.
Mike.
Jamie.
And you've been into the Milk Bar and recorded with us in the studio, and you've given us a copy of your album. I'm hoping you're going to give me a copy of the album anyway. Can I blag a copy of the album, please?
Yeah, can I have that, yeah.
That's good. First track we're going to take from the album, what should that be?
It should be Kick Out. That's a new single, it's awesome.
You gotta kick out, kick out, kick out. And
That was Neomantics and Kick Out.
So what's been going on then? Because I think it's probably 2 years since we all last met up.
We put on the spot. We have recorded our new album, In Motion. We've obviously played Abroad.
Yeah, basically we spent the last year recording, but we've now come back to the point where we're going to be starting to gig again more regularly. It took longer than, you know, you always allow a time frame and think, well, it's going to take what it takes. So we've been off out of the live scene, but we're coming back now.
Last summer we were playing with JLS though. That was cool.
That's not bad at all. And, you know, you're a band who's got a good sound. It's gone down very well here. I was stood at the back of the crowd listening in, and people were tapping their feet, enjoying themselves and enjoying the music. So right. even with your drumming.
Even with my drumming, yeah. Even with that clatter going on.
Mike, I mean, you're the only member of the band we haven't had cause to talk in sentences yet. But how's it been, you know, as the development of the sound's gone? Do you think it's been a massive difference, or is it just sort of evolving naturally?
Yeah, Robin was a bassist. I'm way better. No, it's been different, but it's been good transitioning over to four people rather than five people. It's much we can focus a bit more on their melodies and stuff like that. It's getting good now.
And the website's up there, there's photos, there's all sorts. There's been some studio shots, including all of you stood round looking thoughtfully into the distance. And did you enjoy posing for the pictures?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Posing for the pictures is what we do.
No, we just didn't tell us they were taking pictures. We were just doing philosophy.
We were just caught off guard, really.
Naturally pose.
That's understandable. I mean, Jamie spends so long on his hair as well, doesn't he? But there we are. So what's coming next then? Many gigs on the way?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, at the minute, we're in touch with a few people. We should be getting back half of this year, and then solid then. We're going for it.
Let's take some more from the Neomantics. This is Get Loud.
Yeah.
That was Neomantics and Get Loud.
Now, the Fizzogs are never shy of publicity, and apparently they've gone viral. To tell us more about it, Fizzog Jackie, hello.
Yeah, hello. We're having tablets for it at the minute.
sounds a bit.
You are on antibiotics even as we speak.
I do apologise. Listen, can you hear all this in the background? It's because we are live. You've come to us live during rehearsals.
You mean you rehearse this stuff? I just thought it was all naturally ad-libbed and came straight from your mind as it happened.
We turn up and do it. Yeah, we have to long and arduous rehearsals.
Yeah, instant comedy with fantastic timing has to be rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed, doesn't it?
I don't know about rehearsal. I don't know about the third rehearsal.
Okay,
rehearsed, definitely.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
So what has been going on? Because the thing, the viral thing that we mentioned, is all down to an appearance at Stourbridge Festival.
Yeah, it was part of the Black Country Day, the Black Country Weekend, if you like. And we were putting on a show on the Saturday, and we just thought, you know, what a fantastic way to sort of get a little bit more publicity. Just turn up. We didn't even think about it. We just, because we were halfway through rehearsals, so we said what we'll do is we'll just give them 10 minutes of our time, we'll just do the old lady dance and then we'll come straight back and do rehearsals. And that was literally what we did. And some young girl videoed it, put it on her Facebook, and that night we'd had, I think it was something like 20-odd thousand likes, which absolutely blew us away.
That's good.
And then
That's
the good. Following day, we'd had over 300,000, 350,000 likes we'd had the following day. And apparently we're big in Michigan.
Right.
In Arkansas, but in America, it's gone mental.
They're
had
loving
had
it.
One sign, site had had over 2.5 million hits. So,
gosh, you need to go do a tour around America at some point then.
Well, you know, we're ready. I've got my bags packed and everything.
You've got your passport and your iPhone is fully charged to make sure you can get through customs.
Yeah, I haven't got an iPhone, so I'm okay.
That's all right then.
So it's all been really exciting. Loads of, comments and what have you on the Facebook page. And it's been brilliant, you know, because, I mean, to be fair, seriously, we've worked really hard for the last, 15 years. So a bit of recognition is sort of, you know, welcomed.
It's about time you're on the international stage.
Yeah, of course. Good for the region, good for the people we work with. It's great.
Yeah, you might get a few new bookings from it as well, perhaps from somewhere that you've never been before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's brilliant. It makes selling tickets so much easier as well. That's the most important thing as well.
And no cabbages were harmed on this occasion as well.
They were sprout leaves, they were.
Were they? Oh, okay then.
No cabbages were harmed.
So what else is going on then? Because you're saying you're in rehearsal, which means there must be a show not too far away.
We're doing the Saturday night for the festival. We've got a show in Wensbury. Hang on a second, and I'll just grab my colleague, and she will tell us when that show in Wensbury is.
Okay.
Am I right in saying it's on the 6th? 6th of September at 2014.
It is this year, which is good. Yep.
This is Deb. Yeah, Wensbury Town Hall.
And how do you get tickets for that one?
It'll be on Ticketsource. We haven't put it up yet, but we will do. Or that can just come to www.fizzogproductions.co.uk and it'll all be on. Or that can go to www.facebook.com/fizzog.
FIZZOG. Yep.
So we're on Facebook. Everybody knows us on Facebook. So
literally, everybody now knows you on Facebook.
You know what? This is true. This is 350,000 people, or however many. We've got to get to a million, and then we'll be happy.
I think she thinks so as well. I think you need to make sure that you're linking to your own channel, and there's adverts on the front of your YouTube channel.
It's all this technical stuff. It's. Do you know what? It's come at completely the wrong time. because we're in rehearsal and we've been nothing but distracted, by people trying to friend request us from Abu Dhabi. And
it's constant pinging of the phone and the iPad.
Absolutely,
and whatever else.
Yeah. We're finding it really difficult to concentrate on anything else. But it is brilliant.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be another distraction in your hour of fame.
No worries. Any time for you, Jason, any time.
That's right, we like it. Thank you very much. And we look forward to that gig on the 6th of September, that one over there at Wensbury Town Hall. And if you do want more information, give us your website again.
It's www.fizzogproductions.co.uk.
Get yourself along there and enjoy the laugh that the ladies bring you. Smashing talking to you as ever. Thanks, Jackie. I'll see you soon.
Jason. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Let's have another one then from Neomantics. Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
With Kerry Davies, membership manager from Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club, and we're actually sat in the dugout next to the pitch at the moment. Isn't the grass looking good?
Oh, it looks beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And you've had a very busy day because you've just taken delivery of the majority of the gifts for the joining of the Young Wolves and the Wolf Pack this season.
Yes, we have. We've had 4,000 items delivered just. You know, we can do a repeat order if we sell out of memberships. Best quality gift, I think, that we've had since Young Wolves has started. They get a drinks bottle, a ball, and it all comes nice and neatly in their boot bag, but lovely quality. And that's only £17.50 to join. And of course, included in that is 3 home matches against Bolton, Brighton and Derby County. So well worth the value for money. Wolfpack, our new membership that is for 12 to 16 years, they get a toiletry bag, wallet and hat, and we've just took delivery of those as well. So if you've already joined, they are now available to collect from Molyneux Megastore or Dudley Street Store.
All they need to do is bring the voucher that was part of their pack that's been sent out to them, and then come along and get the gifts. And it's all good news for the dribblers as well, because you're still waiting on the goodies there, but there are some fantastic things for them as well.
If you're a year one or a year two dribbler, ponchos and the backpack are in stock, but for a year three dribbler, those that have been with the membership for a while, they ain't getting a plush Wolfie Cub. They're due in shortly, so I'll announce it when they've come into store.
And just check the website or follow the Twitter feed for all that sort of information.
Yep, correct. We'll put a story on there as well. So don't forget to follow Young Wolves on Twitter, because we do announce it there first.
And for those who join up before the 31st of July, there's a special competition as well.
There is. Anybody who's joined to be in Young Wolves or Wolfpack or a junior season ticket holder, they'll be put into a draw to be in our first team photo call. So date's still yet to be decided, but it just means that one from Young Wolves, one from Wolfpack, plus an adult or another guest will be pictured with the whole first team. They'll sit next to Kenny Jackett and Joe Gallen. Pride of place. We did that last year, and I can remember the little lad. He was absolutely in awe of it. It was fantastic. You know, there will be an opportunity for you to get the players' autographs, so it is a really special prize.
And that's not going to be open to the public at large, is it? I don't think this time around.
Only to members.
So well worth coming along for that one. And you say if you do sign up before the 31st of July, you'll be in that draw to join the team actually on the pitch and sit next to them.
Yeah, it's certainly a money can't buy prize, that one. You know, just for two winners. But what a prize it'll be. We'll really treat them well.
So run through all the prices then. So for the Young Wolves Dribblers, how much is that one?
It's £12 for the season. And then it's £17.50 for Young Wolves, £17.50 for Wolfpack, and £17.50 for My Wolves, not forgetting the adult membership. The adult membership is going really well. Of course, the main benefit of being a member is your priority booking. That gives you a week priority to book your tickets before they go on general sale. But adult members, they've also got two games in their membership for £5 ticket cash, and they're good games, one of them being against our local rivals, Blues.
And as well as all that, there's loyalty points as well.
100 loyalty points for every member.
So that's a great way of doing it, making sure you bump up your loyalty points too. But not only that, there are also special offers at some of our partners as well.
There are. Cineworld, My Wolves members only pay student price at Bentley Bridge. We've got Nando's on board. If you show your smart card at Nando's Bentley Bridge, and for this season, starting from August, we're also going to include Wolverhampton Nando's. Not sure what the offer's going to be. It's currently a free dessert if you show your smart card, but we are going to refresh it for August. We've already done chicken wings. You know, they do a good offer, so we are introducing the one in town as well.
And keep an eye out, because there will be different things that come along throughout the season. There'll be special events, and in particular for the younger kids, there'll be some open training sessions as well.
There will. There's another offer I wanted to mention. Young Wolves do get offers and Wolfpack for the Grand Theatre. They can currently get Scooby-Doo tickets. You get buy one, get one free for tickets to Scooby-Doo. So that's another added benefit of being a member.
Yeah, there's various things that you do with the Grand throughout the season as well, and I'm sure there'll be something that comes along for the Panto later on this year.
Yeah, pantomime's a very good seller. We've done that for the last 3 years with the Grand Theatre, and that's a really good value for families.
So look out for those offers there. Kerry, always good talking to you, and I'll look forward to the events that we'll work on together over the next 12 months.
Yeah, bring on Norwich! Yes!
Let's take the final one from the Neomantics, When We Were Young.
We'll be right back. doors of our hearts. Never be, never be apart. And we'll be forever in the sun. Gonna climb the woods when we were young. We will be a splinter in the wood. Teenagers misunderstood. And we could make our own rules. Gonna climb the woods when we were young.
Neomantics, when we were young.
And that's it for this week's show.
It is. It's gone very quick, hasn't it?
Flies by, doesn't it? But there we go. Thank you for joining us. Always good to have you along. And next, you will be in next week's show
a bit more.
No, yes. You will. You will. There'll be some stuff from me from Brazil next week, probably.
Okay.
But equally, we will both be having a chat with a few people, okay?
I'm feeling a bit pushed out, Jason.
No. We love you really. And everything. Okay, we'll see you back next week for episode 265. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.